to the New Wave. This is a show where we talk about sports, all sports, fashions, music, movies, and a little bit of nonsense. We throw a little bit of nonsense in there, but we don't do politics. We stay away from politics. This is a show where we're all about fun positivity, man. You know, we like to keep it 100 with you guys, tell you guys the truth, nothing but the truth. But at the same time, you know, we like to have fun. And today we have a lot of juicy stuff to cover. I don't think we have enough time to do that, but we're gonna try our best to you know, cover everything that I have on my notes that I possibly can today. And I'm gonna try to do at least two shows a week or once a week. Like for instance, I'm gonna do the pre-World Cup today. And I kind of want to do a second phase after the group stage, do a second phase, and do a final phase, which is the final. But yeah, I'm gonna dig into it, man, and the World Cup begins today, where Russia killed Saudi Arabia 5-0. The World Cup begins today, and it's being held in Russia. So I've waited 4 years, or we've waited 4 years for this, and it's finally here. It's a moment. You know, if you're not a big fan of it, you should at least watch one or two games, because there's a lot of big stars. You have Neymar, Ronaldo, Messi, Suarez, Mo Salah, and you have Eden Hazard from Egypt, Lukaku, Belgium, and you have Mo Salah from Egypt, and you have Griezmann, you have Pogba. It's a lot of big stars. Granted, there's a few countries which good team, good stars who's not participating this year, such as Italy, the Netherlands, and the U.S. But nonetheless, it's a great tournament. It's fun. I don't know how else to explain it, but it's a great tournament. And yes, I have not done a bracket, because all the brackets I've seen is Spain and Brazil in the final, and some is Germany and Brazil, and some it's France and Germany, France and Spain. So it's a moment. I know it's a moment, and I haven't picked mine yet. Once I do, I'll be sure to share it with you guys. I'll keep you guys posted. But my top five I have winning it, if I were to guess now, is Brazil, Germany, obviously France, Spain, and last but not least, I think Belgium have a great team. They have a lot of talent in this team. So hopefully they can put something together and go on a great run. Portugal, I think Portugal is just a one-man team with Cristiano. I don't think they have enough manpower behind Cristiano to go all the way. Granted, they did that in the Euro League a few years back when they beat France. I think it was 2 years ago or a year ago they did it. But and also in 2026, the World Cup will be held in North America. Three countries World Cup: the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. I'm hoping Miami can get a group stage, or even a quarterfinal, maybe a semifinal, or maybe even a final. I'm just saying this because I'm a big fan, and I know the MLS, the Beckham team, coming down to Miami as well within the next 2 years. So hopefully by then we'll have a pretty successful soccer team down here, and hopefully we could show them how much we love the sports, and with enough love, passion, and we'll be able to get a few games in 2026. But it's a long time from now, so something to be on the lookout for. But with that being said, that's all I have for the World Cup, man. I'll be right back with some more juicy news and LeBron James watch. it. We're back with the nonsense, with the new wave. You know, we're just trying to be different, man. You know, at the same time, we're not competing with no one. We're just, you know, trying to be our best selves. We're just trying to compete with ourselves. I'm sorry for this segment. I took a little bit too long on the break because I was writing something down. But I'll be covering the segment by myself because my boy cannot make it today. So I'll be doing this alone. Be on the lookout for us because we might do one more of these before LeBron chooses what he wants to play. But with that being said, I came up with a top 10 team where I think, or a top 10 locations where I think he might go or have a meeting with. Number 1, 10 being New York, 9 being New Orleans, 8 being San Antonio, 7 being the other team in LA, the Clippers, and 6 being Houston, 5 being Miami, 4 being Boston, and 3 being Philly, and 2 being LA, and 1 being Cleveland. Yeah. If I want to get into it with you can shut the music down. If I want to get into it with the top five, I think the top five have a great chance. But I'm gonna start from 10 like I did. 10. I think New York is the market. You know, the city of all media. A lot of movies. That's where the headquarters are. A lot of big time. TVs, that's where the headquarters located. But I don't think he wants to deal with the New York media. Plus New York doesn't have the talent to attract them, you know. And also number 9 is New Orleans. I do think New Orleans have a decent squad to attract them, but the locations, does he wants to go to New Orleans? And also, do you want to be in the Western Conference Final where you have to face San Antonio, Houston Rockets, Golden State, OKC, Timberwolves, the Portland Blazers, and, you know, Denver? You know, do you want to face those guys like night in and night out and possibly playoff? Do you want to face those guys? But that's that. But I do think New Orleans have a pretty decent squad that can attract them. And number 8, San Antonio. I think San Antonio a bit too high in this list because the love him, Bron James, and Pop have for each other, I think is great. And I think that alone can, you know, possibly get him to have a talk with San Antonio or going to San Antonio, you know. But that's that. And San Antonio have a pretty decent talent, you know. So if they able to resign Kawhi and you know, add LeBron James, that's a pretty badass team, you know, with Kawhi, LeBron James, and plus you've seen what Pop was able to do with that squad last season. And adding LeBron James, that's pretty good. You know, that would be a team for San Antonio to play with, you know, or fight with. And Clippers, I just throw them up there because I don't think they have that much of a history. And if LeBron James were to go there and kind of could get him over that hump and you know, kind of like, you know, I don't know, just being able to get them in the playoffs, past the playoffs, I think that could be something. But I don't think they have a shot. Actually, I would move them past New Orleans and San Antonio, put them a 10, and put New York a little bit over them. Yeah, I think that's what I That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna move Clippers to 10, New York to 9, New Orleans to 8, San Antonio to 7. The Houston Rockets. Now that's the big thing. If he wants to win now, I think New York is the place for him. You know, it's the place for him. But if he wants to, you know, if you feel like in that, I don't know, not the free agent, but if he's looking like the locations wise, because he came out saying he doesn't like Houston as a city to live in, I don't think he came out and said it. I just think that, excuse me, I'm getting some water. Yeah, but at the same time, but the talent is there. If he wants to chase rings and try to beat up Michael, I think with that team, they could surpass Golden State and compete. But do you want to be in the West? The West, the stacked up West, like, you know, there's a lot of great team out there. They want to fight there. And 5, I put Miami over Houston because I do think he might want to stay in the East. And wherever he goes in the East or the West, he constantly made that team or ultimately made that team a contender. So, or automatically made that team a contender. So that's good. And plus the history he had in Miami. And I think that's something they always count for. But yeah, money-wise, talent-wise, I don't think that he can attract them. But I think he'll still give them a meeting. The Celtics, they have the talent, the best team in the East as we speak now, so why not? But the history of him and Kyrie, I don't know if that's something he wants to do. But hey, it's something to be on the lookout for. Philly, everything is set for them because his player or his people signed Ben Simmons. That's who represented Ben Simmons. So I think Philly has the talent as well. I don't know about the locations if he wants to leave in Philly, but they have a squad and they have a pretty good team. Add him there, you know, that put him the favorite in the East. Ellie, I put Ellie second because I think he likes the locations. He likes it. Again, he like it, and I think just playing in that arena is enough. Like, you know, because there's a lot of celebrities that come to that arena, like Daily, Nightly, or whatnot. But yeah, I think LA wise, if they could get Paul George or maybe a Boogie Cousins and LeBron James, they could have a pretty decent team. But again, my questions for that is, if he doesn't win any trophies or anything, does he, the shadow of Kobe? That's what you're playing in. And doesn't win any trophy, does that make you, I don't know, a failure or a fail move? Or I don't know what you want to call it, but again, do you want to keep chasing rings or moving the city to city, or do you want to just stay in Cleveland and compete? But my thing is, I think why I put Cleveland 1, I think he's staying because if you could get players to come play with you and you already have Kevin Love and the 8th picks in the draft, you could possibly trade Kevin Love, get more set, or trade the 8 overall pick, get some, you know, people that's proven in this league, you know. There's a lot you could do in Cleveland, and you know, I'm looking at they players now. The only free agent they have is Jose Calderon, Jeff Green, Rodney Hood, LeBron James, Kendrick Perkins. You know, you don't. On the contract, you could trade. I see you keep Kevin Love and Cal Crawford. That's it. More than that, you don't need Osmonds. You don't need any of those players. Because there's a lot in the East. There's a lot of players you could throw money at. Thaddeus Young, you could throw some money at him and have him change his mind. Trey Booker, you could also throw some money at him. And, you know, let me see Milwaukee, who they have, Jabari Parker. I mean, you could possibly get him to come play with you. in the East, there's a few players that you can come get to play with you, you know. But that's going to be on him, his decision to get that going. Speaking of the draft, I think I'm going to just jump into it. In the draft, I have a top five. My top five players is DeAndre Ayton, Marvin Bagley, Luka, Jaren Jackson, and Michael Porter. Ayton, he's a great talent. He's a great talented kid. With those guys in Phoenix, they have Josh Jackson's. And I say pick him because that's a need for you. That's a need for you, because Chandler can't do it. You know, this kid can give you a 20-10 every night or every other night. That's why I have him going one. And that's my top five. And I have Bagley third. And I have Luka third, Bagley second, Jaren Jackson fourth, and Michael Porter fifth. That's what I'm thinking now. I haven't watched any tape or any film on those guys. I've seen a few games of each of them. Not a few, just one or two games. But as far as that goes, like I said, I don't think you need a point guard, because you have Devin Booker, who's a point guard, and Alfred, and you have Brendan Knight, and small forward, you have Josh Jackson, and TJ Ward. TJ Warren can play the power forward, and that's why I think I might switch my pick in the coming segment or the next EP I do, because you can play Chandler at the four, and throw Bagley at the three, and Josh Jackson at the three, Devin Booker's two, and you play Alfred at the one. This could be a lineup, not a great lineup, but it could be something. You know, that's what I'm looking at now. And I haven't looked at what the experts are saying about the mock draft, what they doing, but hopefully next time I want to do a pre-draft, so where I could come with my top 10 picks, or, you know, my top five players. I'm going to update it. I'm gonna get up to 10 when I do, and I'll be sure to keep you guys posted and keep you guys updated on that one. With that being said, we'll take a short break before we jump into the next nonsense segment of the day, which will be the closing up segment. So bear with me. I'll be you know what? I'm thinking, should I just do the nonsense now or just do it later? You know what? I'll do it. I'll do the nonsense last. I'll be back. It's a vibe in here, guys. Again, thanks for listening. I'm having fun. This is pretty good. But one thing I'll be sure to update you guys on next time is the LeBron James watch. One thing we did not talk about: LeBron James is not the only, you know, free agent in this offseason. Certainly, he's the big one. KD already made up his mind on what he's staying with the Golden States. Paul George is a big fish, which I think the only two team for him is OKC and LA. He's made it clear that he wants to go home and play for LA, but I think he have a pretty good thing on them out there in OKC with Russ. That's something to keep an eye on. And Boogie Cousins, no one's talking about him. I don't know. I think he also wants to go to LA. I don't know. But I think Washington, him and John Wall, they have a pretty strong relationship. That's somewhere that's some possibility for him. Because Marcin Gortat and John Wall, they've been on the edge lately, so I don't know. Carmelo Anthony, I don't think no one going crazy about him because he not the same player he once was, you know, so I don't know. But there's a lot of low cost guys, low price, or low risky free agent that any team can go and get. If you're not on the LeBron James watch, if you're not one of those teams who really wants him, I think now should be the time where turn your page into one of those low-cost guys that could come off your bench and give you a spark, or that could start up on your team. So that's that. And the NFL, I wanted to go around the NFL and do expectations. It's too early for that, I think. Once we start getting the training camp preseasons, then I'll do my expectations for each team or who I have winning it all. But as far as that goes, around the league, it's just mini camp, and I just hope everyone stay healthy. No major injuries happen in these mini camps, but there's nothing to be excited about. It's just mini camp, guys running around in shorts and going over the playbook a little bit. Nothing major going on, but I'm still in touch up on my team, which is the Miami Dolphins. I'm a bit worried about at linebacker and tight end, O-line, D-tackle. Those are the four main thing I'll be keeping my eyes on when I go to training camp and see how the progression going. At back end, I know we're good, because we have three very good safeties. I like that drop. I'm sad we didn't get a QB to compete with Tannehill or someone for the future, but I don't trust those guys running the team, but I'll keep my eyes out there, looking. I'm still a fan. I'll always be a fan. I just didn't like that we didn't get a QB. But with that being said, it's PJ, cut the music down. It's something to look at, and as the team or as the seasons goes on, as the off seasons goes on, I'll keep my eyes on and know what they doing, see where we at as a team. But that's all I have on the Miami Dolphins. I know Omar Kelly reported that the defense looked really good. Tannehill's look, okay. Great. Not great, but, coming from the injury that he had, he's starting to, looking good. And defensively, we look good. The main problem still remains linebacker and tight end and maybe O-line. But other than that, it's going pretty good. One thing I want to say in this offseason, though, guys like Odell Beckham, Aaron Donald, and Julio Jones, who held out, Le'Veon Bell, those guys, man, pay those guys their money, such as Beckham. I know the man, injury problem, but still, he's your best weapon offensively. Pay them. Seattle, pay the man. LA, pay the man. He's a defensive player of the year. Pay the man the money. He deserved it. Pay them. That's all I got to say on that. And I'm going to take me a short break again before we close out with the nonsense. Today, it's short. It's going to be a half an hour show. That's what we're doing today. We're just vibing today. It's a vibe. We'll be right back. We back again, and one thing I did not touch up on is the whole Cleveland situation. They should, if I'm them, I go all out on rebuilding mode, cause you know for sure LeBron James is gone, because it's like the owner and LeBron James, their relationship been rocky ever since he left. I don't know how that goes. I don't know how that goes in regard to, because I'm not in the room, I don't know how that goes, but Kevin Love and LeBron James, if LeBron do go, do you trade Kevin Love? Do you make a better play, trade him to get Marsette, or keep him and build a team around him? That's something for them to look at or discuss, but with the nonsense, one thing that pisses me off about people is when they were in, three-stripe Adidas, with Jordans on, like, bro, what are you doing? Like, I've seen it at the gym so many times where people wearing different clothes, like Adidas Jordans and Nikes. It's like, bro, I can't trust you if you do that. I mean, that's just me. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I try not to do it because, I mean, I know how I be looking at people, laughing at people when they do it. That's just me. That's the nonsense I have. The nonsense I have, it's what's going on with Tekashi 6-something and those guys, man. what's with all the beef? Why can't, y'all young, man, just get y'all money and have fun, enjoy life. Instead, y'all trying to kill each other, it's a whole nonsense to me, but hey, that's the world that we're living in today. And again, I go by the name of Rich. I just want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you guys, and I can't thank y'all enough, man. Be on the lookout for the next one. The next one, like I said, is mostly going to be a cover-up on what we did today and, update on a few things. And, yeah, hopefully next week I'll have my co-host with me. But with that being said, thanks. And, today is a short day, and enjoy y'all day and make today. Again, I go by the name of Rich. Make today a great one, guys. PJ, take me out.